as the setting sun.
Mistress Scattergood, the moment has come when I must blight your hopes. A cargo of gunpowder came in on the Jenning Bligh. It is now on its way to the land you sold me. There I will blow a sinkhole and suck the Suwannee underground. Then when this river has changed its course, the Jenny Bly will be left high and dry. And then where will you find the money to pay the mortgage on your home? Madam, you will be left to hang like a millstone round your daughter's neck. Unless...
Unless what?
Unless Melissa Angelina consents to be my wife.
Oh, Mr. Blackstone, you villain! Oh, how you have deceived me! Would you blast a widow's heart and break an innocent girl's heart?
Hearts, bah. Hearts do not break when you dip their exterior in diamonds and gold. And as for you, madam, do as I did, and you will be the richest widow in Florida.
You leave me no choice. But oh, my poor, poor daughter.
Oh, dear. Funny tears I see in your cherished eyes. Or do you weep for happiness?
Take heart, my dear. Your mother merely has the vapors. She is dazzled with the thought of great riches. Take her ashore, and she will explain the part which you must play in our important plan.
Come, Mother.
The hook is well baited. Where lives the woman who can resist the glitter of wealth? And Melissa Angelina will live to fall upon her knees and save her from the tepid ardors of that milksop Willie Stoutheart.
So, daughter, you alone have the power to save me from a pauper's grave. Oh, in memory of the sacred memory of your sainted father, God rest you.
Leave thy father's memory in peace. My heart is broken.
What news has caused these tears to flow?
Willie, I'm the most unhappy of female creatures. Mr. Blackstone has my mother and her fortune powerless in his hands. His price is that I be his bride. My heart was yours, but now my heart has died. I can only pray that your heart also will not break.
Roderick Blackstone! No wonder his figure seemed familiar. He was the lesser villain in the Bacon plot. Now his villainy outreaches itself. Fortunately, however, I have the evidence to convict him. Smile, my beautiful bride, and dry those coursing tears. Before the sun has set, Mr. Blackstone will be safe in prison, and you will no longer need to sacrifice yourself upon the altar of necessity.
Ah, so Stoutheart is the Indian agent's sleuth. Does he think me a fool not to have eyes and ears within that fortress, too? The agent's daughter has innocently betrayed her father's plans. Now I must lay a trap for Willie Stoutheart's feet. And if the jail be empty, who but he should be against the bars?
I'll see the agent's daughter and get her willing ear. Surely she who has been closer than a sister will help me in my hour of need.
Roderick Blackstone, the villain of the piece, has hastened to the Indian agent's daughter. and with fair promises and false information, enlisted her aid against Willie Stoutheart.
The agent's daughter, with my promise of a wedding ring, has agreed to lay false information against Stoutheart with her father.
Willie Stoutheart finds the Indian agent's daughter, she who was as a sister to him, cold as the air after a winter rain. Undaunted, he reports direct to the Indian agent, who receives him coldly and with suspicion.
I am undone. The agent doubts the evidence I bring. I fear the threat of prison bars hangs heavy o'er my head.
The Indian agent's daughter proves a willing, if misguided, tool in Blackstone's hands. Our Willie may fall prey to the temptations of women and wine.
Ah, to further discredit Willie in the fair Melissa's eyes, I have arranged to have him drown his sorrow in strong liquor.
Our hero sits in the Indian agent's daughter's boudoir. On the table, close to her hand, is a bottle of spirits.
At last, the agent's daughter soothes my anguished brow, and I lay my troubles in her lap.
Our hero's head lies in the maiden's lap, and his tongue loosened by drink, he tells all.
Willie has managed to convey a deadly piece of information. The Indian agent's daughter now knows all. I must speed my plan before her jealousy betrays me.
Roderick Blackstone lurks beneath the open boudoir window.
Terrible are the ways of that villainous creature.
The Indian agent's daughter has made black coffee and struggles to restore our hero to the semblance of manhood.
The agent's daughter speeds to set matters right with her father. God grant that justice be not too long delayed.
I must play my desperate game to the end. Time may yet conspire to aid me in my dark design.
Sir, you have been unmasked. Be gone from our lives and from the Jenny Bly.
Mistress Scattergood, Willie has proved both a traitor and a drunkard. Even now he lies, sodden in drink, under yonder flowering azalea. Oh,
strong drink has never passed by Willie's lips.
Poor deluded maiden. In the company of the Indian agent's daughter, he drank himself into a stupor. Wipe Willie from your heart, and for your mother's sake, fly with me, and let the preacher tie the knot. Oh,
but only for your sake, dear mother. Oh, your sad news of Willie has spoken my heart to death. Take, if you will, this empty shell, and let it be your pleasure.
I will deck you in silk and satin. Thread your throat with pearls. Upon your fingers, rings of gold and diamonds to your ears.
Release my bride! Remove your sullied hand! Even now the sheriff rides to take you off to jail.
You are too late to save the widow Scattergood. My gunpowder is in place, and even now my men will set the fuse, and this river beneath your feet will seek another course.
Double-dyed villain, thus to use government gunpowder when we are fighting the Seminole Wars? The Suwannee will never change its course. Melissa Angelina, man the helm. Let the paddle wheel turn. The Jenny Bly will race to the rescue. Where there's a wheel, there's a way!